You're chatting with a group of single friends about how each of you meets women. When you were a teenager, you were shy, but now you're not afraid to approach girls that you like and ask them out. You say this.
I never used to be the one to make the first move, but now I'll just go up to someone and say, "Hey, how's it going?"
You gave some money to a guy as an investment, but it turned out to be a fraud. He took your money and didn't give it back. Now you're telling the police about what happened. You say this.
He told me that it would be a good investment, and I was gullible enough to believe him.
You're discussing religion with a friend. You're pretty religious, so you tell your friend a lot about your faith. However, you don't want to seem arrogant, so you say this.
Don't get me wrong. I don't claim to be some kind of expert.
You're talking to a neighbor who thinks that the U.S. government planned the 2001 attack on the World Trade Center in New York. You don't think that's true. You say this.
I don't really go for conspiracy theories.
You love to travel. A lot of travelers don't change how they act in different countries. But you like to act like the people who live in that country. You're explaining this idea to an acquaintance who asked about your travels.
Personally, I try to adhere to local customs whenever possible.
You're a teacher. You're giving advice to a new teacher who allows students to turn in their assignments after the deadline. You think that's a bad idea. You say this.
You don't want to be seen as a pushover.
There was an election recently. You're talking with a friend about voting. She says that she had to use a computerized voting machine. You didn't, so you say this.
They still use printed ballots in my district.
You're a teacher. You had to take a day off from work because of a family issue. You're writing a note for the substitute teacher explaining what to do. One of your instructions is about where the students should sit. The instruction says,
"There's a seating chart in the back of the roll book.
You're talking with an acquaintance that you're starting to become closer friends with. She asks about your religious beliefs. You don't officially belong to any religious group. You say this.
I consider myself a spiritual person, but I don't adhere to any particular organized religion. I consider myself a spiritual person, but I don't adhere to any particular organized religion. I consider myself a spiritual person, but I don't adhere to any particular organized religion.
You find out that your son hasn't pooped in 3 days. You tell him what he should do to fix it.
You have to eat a lot of fiber when you're constipated. You have to eat a lot of fiber when you're constipated. You have to eat a lot of fiber when you're constipated.
I never used to be the one to make the first move, but now I'll just go up to someone and say, "Hey, how's it going?" He told me that it would be a good investment, and I was gullible enough to believe him. Don't get me wrong. I don't claim to be some kind of expert. I don't really go for conspiracy theories. Personally, I try to adhere to local customs whenever possible.
You don't want to be seen as a pushover. They still use printed ballots in my district. There's a seating chart in the back of the roll book. I consider myself a spiritual person, but I don't adhere to any particular organized religion.
You have to eat a lot of fiber when you're constipated.